The COVID-19 pandemic has given us many lessons, and one of these is the vulnerability of older people, particularly those living in nursing homes. More than 1.3 million people in the United States live in over 15,000 nursing home facilities across the states. The beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic was first signaled in Washington state, where there were 35 deaths in a single King County facility. This observation provides us with some important questions to answer. One of these relates to the ratio of registered nurses in these facilities. Staff shortages and frequent staff turnover, high resident to staff ratios are well documented in nursing homes and residential facilities, but solutions that are systematic are less apparent. One of these that I think is important to consider is the number of registered nurses in long-term facilities. We know these are low, with the majority of care being provided by certified nursing assistants or licensed practical nurses. And although these people are valuable members of the healthcare team, in situations such as a spread of infectious diseases, these individuals don't have the training or the resources to respond in an appropriate way. We also know that from some studies that have been done, in spite of the stipulation that there is to be a registered nurse present in these facilities for at least 8 hours a day, a study has shown that 91% of facilities met guidelines less than 60% of the time. So as we address COVID-19 and we learn important lessons, one of the important lessons that we will need to learn is the vulnerability of people who with chronic conditions living in facilities that do not have appropriate conditions conducive to infection control. Approaching this is a challenging issue because these are the homes of people, and we don't want to excessively medicalize what is their home. But what we have seen over prior weeks and continue to see is that in order to provide appropriate care for individuals in nursing homes, we need adequate staffing and resources. And not only does the spread of infections in nursing homes impact on the residents, it's devastating for their families, healthcare workers, and also presents a locus of infection which is difficult to control in the context of a pandemic. So there'll be many valuable lessons that we've learned from the COVID-19 pandemic, and we hope that one of these will be that we need to really consider the staffing of nursing homes and long-term care facilities. And importantly, we need to make sure that people are geared up to address infection control practices.